Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am glad you're here. I'm glad our good friends Bill Brandt and Rich Gannon are here. Bill is president of DSI, Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz. He's a global businessman and a Democrat operative. He spins to the left, but not hard left. Rich Gannon is here. Rich is a longtime Brain Trust members. Rich is as well. He's the purveyor of the outstanding twice-weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. He's a longtime political operative of the Republican persuasion. He spins to the right, but not hard right. Welcome back, Bill. Welcome back.
We may be the last two, Jim. Bill.
Welcome back, Rich. You guys, I'm glad both of you are here. Yeah, the last two that don't spin hard either way. So, okay, Bill, we got this Democrat convention going on. You're not there, which kind of surprised me. You've been there
last eight.
I thought it was 18, but we won't quibble.
It feels like it.
So tell us how you think the Democratic convention is going so far.
I think that obviously we choreographed a pretty good show. We always seem to choreograph a pretty good show these last couple of years. And if you're looking at this for theater and you're looking at this for comfort, the first night we kind of sucked the anchor out of the room. The second night we laid the groundwork, and last night we really hit it out of the park. Tonight it will be Hillary's night if she can show up and follow those acts in a manner that befits the presidential nominee. I think she can, but it's going to be interesting. But it does stand.
Keep in mind, Bill, that on the third night of the Republican convention, Ted Cruz is getting booed.
Right.
Last night, Joe Biden. And the president, and it was one after another after another. After Michelle Obama's speech, who Biden called kid, I love that. I mean, he just loved the guy. After her speech, I said, that's it. We'll never have a better speech than that. And then Biden comes up, and I'm not sure if it was better, but it was certainly as good. And Biden, nobody does that better than Joe Biden.
No, and he speaks directly to the Trump demographic. That's the one issue, and that's why he's out there doing it.
I'll tell you something. I wrote this down because I was so taken by it. It was just sort of a line stuck in the middle of a larger paragraph, but I think this is the crux of the whole convention. He said in the middle of the speech, when the middle class does well, the rich do very well, and the poor have hope. They have a way out. And if one party or the other could drive that message home, they'll walk away with a...
But meantime, President Obama and Pelosi are dissing white middle class.
I did not see that in Obama's speech. I actually saw
not in
Obama's
his speech, but in other places, he kind of concurred with Pelosi on what was motivating white middle class, white blue collar. Which is guns and God and something else. They said that she actually said that, and the president
that's what Obama said about Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, they doubled down on that this week.
So. Pelosi might have said something. I did not hear it. He certainly didn't say it. And last night, I think in his speech.
He didn't say it in the speech. I'm just saying in interviews that they've done recently. They did that.
I understand, but I think. What I'm saying, Jim, is his confidence level is so much, our confidence level is so much, mm-hmm. that last night's speech by the president wasn't aimed at the folks in the hall. It was aimed at Republicans. And he specifically cited the confusion of last week that Rich is speaking about it in Cleveland. So
right.
They're feeling pretty confident right now, at least outwardly, after this show, as well as they should. But it's a long way to go.
We all know that Hillary is no great orator. And she tries hard, but she doesn't match her husband. She doesn't match the other people that you just mentioned. What has she got to do, Bill, to not let everybody else down with her presentation?
Well, I think that's what I said at the opening of the show, Jim. She it's hard to follow last night That's a tough act to follow, all of it, you know, whether it's Bloomberg or Biden,
right,
or the president. And she, you're right. I mean, even she will concede she is not the order that either her husband or Obama or many others are. And so she's going to have to give a well-received speech. She's going to have to do the best she can to follow on three good nights of a convention. I think this is the speech of her life. We'll see if she can do it. I believe she's up to the job.
Mm-hmm.
But you're
well,
right.
Here's the thing. As a longtime speechwriter, Bill, I think that Tim Kaine, was misserved by them writing that speech for him. What you
do is
write a speech for the speaker, and I think they'll do that for Mrs. Clinton.
I thought Tim's speech was the throwaway speech of the night. I was kind of
interesting.
I saw it and was vexed when I heard it. I wondered why they wrote it for me.
Interesting that you guys would have that perspective. We come back, I'm going to ask about the Sanders effect. How much is that going to hurt Miss Clinton? 22, right back with Rich Gannon and Bill Brandt. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.